आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ
शान्ति
शान्ति शान्तिः।
गुरुर्ब्रह्मा
गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम्। सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः।
सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
In verse number 31, we have seen Moksha Karan Samagram Bhakti Reva Gariyasi. Shankaracharya says, among the all Moksha Karan, whatever is stated earlier, and the Karan stated was that a seeker should be Medhavi, Vidwan, Vahapoha Vichakchana, then sadhan chatushtaya sampanna, vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti, and mumuchyutam. And he also dealt the subject, if in case something is weak in vivek, vairagya, sat sampatti or mumuchyutam, find the cause. If mumuchyutam is weak, find its cause. If sat sampatti is weak, find its cause, vairagya is the cause. If the vairagya is weak, find the cause, vivek. If vivek is weak, find out its cause. And you try to improve yourself. You have to find the cause. Then he said, whatever we have said, in that, bhakti is gariyasi. But bhakti name has not come yet. In sat sampatti, there is no mention of bhakti anywhere. except in Shraddha, we can say that bhakti toward the Guru or the Shastra or the Ishwar, a little bit of touch is there. But bhakti as it is not said. So here it says, moksha karan samagrayam bhakti reva gariyasi. Gariyasi means is greater, more powerful, heavy. Gariyasi, bhakti evam gariyasi. But what is this bhakti? See the very beautiful definition Shankaracharya has written. Sva swarupa anusandhanam bhakti ritya vidhiyate. Anusandhan, anusandhan means research. Anusandhan kendra visira. What is that research? It is already there. We are searching it again. Research. What we are supposed to research? Swa-swa-rupa anusandhan. To know your own nature, nature of yourself. This is anusandhan. Swa-swarup anusandhanam bhakti iti abhidiyate. This is bhakti. And bhakti gariyasi. This bhakti will give you both. Both means the knowledge will come with this bhakti. Therefore, this bhakti is greater. Here, swa-swarup anusandhanam, it is said, it is a continuous flow of thought based on Shravan and Manan. Be very careful. Based on Shravan and Manan, we are going to research our own true nature. We have studied that I am Brahman, Tattvam Asi, Aham Brahmasmi. This we have studied, Shravan Kya. Then after that I reflected on it and made it doubt-free. There is no doubt that I am Brahman. That we have proved in our Tattva Bodh class, how we are Brahman. Tattvam Asi is one and the same. Now he says, after Manan, if you still have got the Viparit Bhavana, Viparit Bhavana, still there is Dehoham is there. There is no doubt that I am Brahman, we all have got the Atman, and this Atman and the Atman of the Lord is one and same. There are no two different Atman, not possible. But still I have got this Viparit Bhavana that Dehoham is still there. How Dehoham will go? This also is ignorance. Then you have to do the Nididhyasan, Shravan, Manan, Nididhyasan. What is the definition of Nididhyasan? Swajatiya Pratyaya Prabaha, Vijatiya Pratyaya Tiraskriti is Nididhyasan. Pratyaya means vritti, Swajatiya, of the same jati, Prabaha. Continuously you are thinking about the same object. Swajatiya vritti prabaha, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. This is called swajatiya vritti prabaha, swajatiya vritti prabaha, vijatiya pratyaya tiraskriti. And if any other thought is coming, remove it. I am doing aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, and all of a sudden Chinmay Mishanacharya comes into the mind. Only nikalo usko abhi, take it out. Only aham brahmasmi, this aham brahmasmi is based on Shravan and Manan. You know the meaning of aham brahmasmi. Then you are doing it. Then what will happen? A time will come, this aham brahmasmi will become more powerful, it will become more subtle, and after that it will overpower dehoham. Dehoham is also a vritti. It's also a pratyaya. So this aham brahmasmi will become subtle, more powerful. And in between deha and Brahman, which is more powerful? Brahman is more powerful. So it will overpower dehoham. This is dehoham. Overpower and goes down. Aham brahmasmi is also gone. Katak renuvat. Yesterday we were discussing about Katak Renuvat. all the impurities, Dehoham is also impurity. This Aham Brahmasmi will overpower Dehoham and slowly, slowly settle down. And once it is settled down, what will remain? Now there is no vritti. Aham Brahmasmi vritti is also gone. What is left? Brahman is left. The Swaswarup Anusandhan, this Aham Brahmasmi vritti gives you the bodh. So this Aham Brahmasmi is also a bhakti. Bhakti gariyasi, because it is the sachat sadhan which gives you the knowledge of Brahman. Therefore, this is gariyasi. Very good. Then after that, in bhakti also you will find the love is the main part. Love is the main part. And you slowly, slowly, we know the steps. First, we bhakta wants to go to the lok of his Ishta Devata. I want to go to the loks. That is called salokya. After going to his lok, then he wants to go samipya, closure. First I will want to go to Vrindavan. Okay, I reach Vrindavan. Then after what? I want to go samipya. I want to go to the closure to the Lord. Samipya. And after that, sarupya. Sarupya means you take the dress, whatever the Lord is wearing, I am also wearing same thing, pitambar. This you will find in the Dwarkas, all the pandas, they wear the same dress. Sarupya. And then the last is the Sayujya. And Akhandanand Maharaj says there is a fifth step also, Srashta. After that, you become the creator. Srashta. So Saral Chintanam we have to do in the Upadeshara also we have seen. Ajyadharaya Stotsasa Samam Saral Chintanam Viralata Param. Saral Chintanam means continuous flow of thought. Saral Chintanam without any break. Viral Chintanam means there comes a break. Break means Vijatiya Vritti comes in. We are doing Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, but all of a sudden kuch aa gaya. And you travel with that vritti. In Upadesha Raman Maharshi says, the Saral Chintanam is better than Viral Chintan, obstructed Viral Chintanam. And again, when we are doing the Chintanam as a duality, Lord is different from me, that means there is a duality. He again says, Bhed Bhavana Sohamiti Aso Bhavana Abhida Pavani Mata. Better than the duality is that soham. I am that. That is more better. The same thing here it is said that you have to take the alamban, the support of Aham Brahmasmi. Before that you must do the Sravan Manan. What is Brahman? You have to know first. And then you reach there. And what is this love factor here? Here the love factor in the bhakti, the main part is the love factor. So what is the love factor here in this? The love factor is your love toward the Shastra. Your love toward the Guru. That is the love here. Like in the school we have got many subjects. But I get maximum mark in one subject. What does that mean? I love that subject. When I love that subject, that means I love that teacher also. Same thing here. That love is to be put into the Shastra. How do I know I have got a love towards Shastra or not? Very simple. If there is an urge, I want to study more and more Shastra. That means you have got that love. Simple. Very good. Apare than other. You have to read this.
Swatma tattvanu sandhanam.
स्वात्मतत्त्वानुसन्धानम्
भक्तिरित्यपरे जगुः उक्तसाधनसम्पन्नः तत्त्वजिज्ञासुरात्मनः उपसीदेद गुरुं प्राज्ञम्
यस्माद्बन्धविमोक्षनम् स्वात्मतत्त्वानुसन्धानम् भक्तिरित्यपरे जगुः उक्तसाधनसम्पन्नः तत्त्वजिज्ञासुरात्मनः उपसीदेद्गुरुं प्राज्ञम्
Now, second is the Swa Atma Tattva Anusandhanam. Earlier it was Swa Swa Rupa Anusandhanam. Swa Swa Rupa Anusandhanam was about the nature of the self. But here, Swa Swa Atma Anusandhanam means the essence of the self. Somebody is researching on that. Who says apare? Apare means other. Jaguhu, they say. What they say? Swa, swa, atma, tattva, anusananda, bhakti. What is the difference between the earlier one or this one? Here they are doing the upasana of aham graho upasana. It is called aham graho upasana. This seeker has not done the sravan and manan. He has started practice of aham graho upasana. Aham brahmasmi aham. Graho means, graha means to hold. Aham means the suddha self. He wants to hold on this self. And that upasana he is doing. That means he is doing aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, swajati, vritti, prabha is there, but he has got not done the sravan and manan, he doesn't know what is Brahman. But he is doing the practice of this, what will happen to that person? He will go to the Brahmalok, Brahmaji's lok, the highest lok. Because this also is a punya. Continuously chanting aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham, you are getting a merit. And this merit will take you to the Brahmalok, where Brahmaji is there. And you will have to wait one kalpa means 1000 chatur yuga. One chatur yuga means one Kali Yuga, one Dwapar, one Treta and one Satyug. And the total of that we know is 43,20,000 year is equal to one Chatur Yugi. Kali Yuga is 4,30,000 years, 4,32,000 years is Kali Yuga. Immediately a question will come in your mind. This is Kali Yuga going on. How far we have come? About 5,400 years only. So still we have to go 4,32,000 years minus 5,400 years. This is the Kali Yuga. Double is Dwapar, three times of Kali Yuga is Treta, four times of Kali Yuga is Satyuga. So total of four Yuga is 43,20,000 years is one Chatur Yugi and 1,000 Chatur Yuga is equal to one Kalpa, that is equal to 12 hours of Brahmaji. And the same number of years is the night of Brahmaji. One day of 12 hours of Brahmaji is that much, 1000 Chatur Yuga. Again, 1000 Chatur Yuga will be the night of Brahmaji. And in that time, there will be pralaya, pralaya of Bhu, Bhuva, Swa. Three lokas will be dissolved. other force will remain. Mahajana tapa satyam, those four lokas will stay there. Now this seeker has gone to Brahmaloka. Knowledge will be imparted after the end. When the dissolution is going to happen, it is very simple. For Brahmaji is only 12 hours. You have reached, Brahmaji will sit down, wait, khao, piyo, thoda baitho, tab hum atma gyan dete hain aapko. According to Brahmaji clock, it's only 12 hours. But according to our calculation, you have to wait there. And then Brahmaji will give you the atma gyan. What is that atma gyan? Atma gyan is tat tvam asi. This is called krama mukti. Krama mukti means you are not taking the tat tvam asi in the Chinmay mission. You are doing aham graho upasana. You want to wait for one kalpa. Your choice. Kya kare hum? Karo. This is called krama mukti. So apare, other se, you can, this is also bhakti. One is the sadyo mukti. Immediately you get instant mukti here. After sravan, manan and then nididhyasan. Apare bhakti, what is that? You are also researching. You are doing aham brahmasmi. Upasana, aham graho upasana you are doing. By that you will reach Brahmaji. Brahmaji also knows. Brahmajan, he knows everything. He will also impart that. And what is that? Tattvamasi, you are that Brahman. That jnan he will give. So there are two ways for liberation. Instant, you want instant coffee or you want the long process one? Filter it, do it, this and your choice. Aham Gramo Upasana. So topic of Sadhan Chatushtay ends here with the first line. With the second line, it is the Guru Upasadhan, he reaches Guru. Once the inquiry has come into it that I want to know the essential nature of the self, who am I, then you have to go to the teacher. Don't call teacher at your home, Maharaj, idhar aajao, mere ko padhao. Shankaracharya says, you have to go. You have to go to the teacher. And what is that? This is Guru Upasadhan, second and third line. Ukta sadhan sampanna tattva jigyasu atmanah. Ukta sadhan sampanna. Ukta means already said. What is already said? Qualification of a seeker. Ukta sadhan. Ukta means already said. Sadhan sampanna. Medhavi, vidvan, uhapo vichakchana, vivek, vairagya, satsampatti, and mamuchyutam. This qualification you must have. Then he becomes Atma Tattva Jigyasu. If you have got these qualifications, then now your name is changed. You have become Jigyasu. Atma Tattva Jigyasu. Gyatum Icha Iti Jigyasu. Gyatum, I want to know. What you want to know? Not any worldly thing. I want to know about my own true nature. He becomes Atma Tattva Jigyasu. And to fulfill his desire, what he should do? Upasidet, should approach Guru Pragyam. Which Guru? Pragya Guru. Here Pragya does not mean Prayanagya, what we have studied in Tattva Bodh. Do you remember? Do you remember that? Vishwa Tejas Pragya, we studied. Their Pragya is the individual is Prayanagya. He doesn't know when he is in the deep sleep. He doesn't know about the world. when we are in deep sleep, we don't know world, and we don't know our true nature also. Therefore, pragya, prayanagya. But another meaning of pragya is that he knows everything because the vasanas are not destroyed. In the deep sleep, vasanas are there. They again come up when we are awake. So here, guru pragya means that who is well established, Shrotri and Brahmanishta, who has studied, that is learned guru. Yasmat, why should I go to the teacher? Kyun jayega? Bandha vimochanam, vishesh rupena mukti. What? Bandhan. What is this bandhan? My ignorance. What is this ignorance? Panchaklesa. What is this panchaklesa? Avidya, asmita, rag, desh, abhinivesh. This is bandhan. This is our ignorance. These are the kles we are suffering because of this. What? Vimochanam. So, pragya guru means pragya yasya asti. One who has got this knowledge of jivan brahma ekya. And where will you get this knowledge of jivan brahma ekya? In the Upanishad. That means he has studied Upanishad. And he is abiding in that. That is Brahman. Shrotri and Brahmanishta. What is our bondage? Already in the verse number 27, it was said, Ahankaradi dehantan bandhan agyan kalpitam. Starting from the ahankar, ego, to the whole world. Body and everything, we are attached to that. Which is this, how it is happened? Because of agyan kalpitam. What is this agyan? I don't know my true nature. This is agyan. I don't know computer. This is not agyan. In spiritual world, we'll say agyan means I don't know my true nature. The moment you come to know, you become jnani. You are jnani then, immediately. Agyan deham, ahankaradi dehantan, bandhan agyan kalpitan. We are identified with our BMI and all that, with OET. Arjun was also identified. He also started crying in the battlefield. His sorrow was ended by knowledge of self. And he ultimately said, Nashto moha smriti labdha. Now my moha is gone. My delusion is gone. I have got my smriti. Now whatever Lord you say, I will do. Khatam. And he started fighting. We have already seen lakshan of shishya. A qualified student goes to the teacher. Now the lakshan, the characteristics, the qualification of guru is coming. In my first lecture, we discussed that Vivek Chudamani covers nearly 7 or 8 topics. Number one is the shishya lakshan. Second is guru upasadhan, you reach the guru. Then the third is the guru lakshan. Fourth is tatpad vichar. Tatpad means that. What is that? Tatpad vichar. Then the fifth is tvam pad vichar. Tvam means who is jiva. Tvam pad vichar. Then after that it is virodha pariyar. If there is any difference of opinion, then we have to settle that also. Any difference between, normally we don't understand that a jiva and Brahma is one and same. Very difficult to understand. There are a lot of differences will come. But all those differences will be settled. Then what is the means, sadhan, to reach there? And what is the characteristics? What are the characteristics of a realized person? So these 8 topics are covered in our Vivek Chudamani. One topic over. Topic of lakshana shishya. And he has reached guru. How he should serve and all that are coming. That was the Premalji question. Last session. How to serve is coming. So first, now the qualification of guru.
Shrotriyo Vrijino Kama.
Shrotriyo Vrijino Kama.
Hatoyo Brahmavittamaha.
Hatoyo Brahmavittamaha.
Brahmanyu Parata Shantaha. Brahmanyu Parata Shantaha. Nirindhanaivanalaha.
Nirindhanaivanalaha.
Ahetuka Dayasindhu.
Ahetuka Dayasindhu.
Bandhuranamatam satam.
Bandhuranamatam satam.
Shrotriyo Vrijino Kama. Hatoyo Brahmavittamaha. Brahmanyu Parata Shantaha. Nirindhanaivanalaha. Ahetuka Dayasindhu. Bandhuranamatam satam.
Shrotriya. First qualification is he should be Shrotriya. Shrotriya means Shrutvan, heard the Shruti. Heard the Shruti means he must have heard all the Upanishads. Since the topic is about the Brahma Gyan, we are not talking about the ritualistic. They have also studied the Vedas and they do the rituals. We are not talking of that type of guru who does the rituals. We are talking about that guru who is Shrotriya, who has studied the scripture. Shrutvan, Shruti. Like in the empirical world, suppose if you want to teach in a school, in India we ask, what is your qualification? They will say, graduate or master degree holder or this. But B.Ed, do you have the B.Ed or not? Training in how to impart education? I don't know what is equivalent here. They see whether we have got the B.Ed or not. Similarly here, you have to find out whether that guru is Shrotriya or not, whether he has studied or not, whether he can give me this knowledge or not, whether he can explain the Upanishad to me or not. That is required first. So, Sadguru means one who will impart me the knowledge of the Self, number one. And number two, he is established in that. Shrotriya and Brahman, Mundaka Upanishad gives this definition. Shrotriya, he must study. And that also study, not self-study. I have studied all the Upanishads, I am now become Guru. No. He should be in the Guru Shishya Parampara. Shrotriya and Brahmanishta. He should be able to understand all the difficulties and should be able to answer all the questions of Shishya. Whatever doubt is there, he should be able to clear the doubt. That much of capacity he should have. And he should be also capable, very important, that he should be capable of adhyarop and apavad. Adhyarop means superimposition and apavad means negation. Brahman is everywhere, but we are not able to see it. We are in the adhyarop. Sansar jagat is adhyarop, superimposed on it. The teacher has to take the student from known to unknown. Student does not know Brahman, he knows Jagat. So the teacher has to tell what is this Jagat. The superimposition theory is to be explained first. Then he should negate this superimposition. What will remain? Brahman will remain. So the teacher must be able to explain him. Superimposition and negation of it. You see, Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, for killing yourself, one blade is sufficient. Is it not so? If one blade is with you can cut your vein and you can die. But if you want to kill other person, you need a sword,
or a dagger. You can't reach with the blade to that person. And another thing, it is said, for the Uttam Adhikari, Maun Guru is sufficient. If Adhikari is Uttam, Maun Guru, not speak anything. Like Gurudev once brought Anandamayima, Ma Anandamayima, to Chinmay Mission Pavai. Gurudev said, Ma kuch bolo. All the brahmacharis were sitting there. Not a single word, she said. Siddhavai or Pavai? So, Maun Guru will not do. We have to, the Guru has to come to the level of the student. There may be Uttam student, Madhyam or the dull, but Guru has to come to the level of the dull student also and explain him. And he should be able to recommend different path according to the standard of student. Pratibimbad, theory of reflection, avakchedbad, theory of conditioning, drishti srishtibad, srishti drishtibad, according to the understanding. All vad will take you to the same place. Shrotriya, then abhrajina. Abhrajina means because of this sarmatma bhav, he will have these qualifications. Abhrajina, akamha, santa, dayasindhu. Abhrajina means sinless. Sinless. What is this sin? The sins are said to be eshna tray. That means desireless. Eshna tray rahit. No selfish desire. Why no selfish desire? Because it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Trividam narkasedam dvaram nasanamatmanah kam krodh tatha lobha tasmad etat trayam tejet. If you have got kam, lobh and krodh, they are doors to the hell. If the teacher also has got this kam, krodh and lobh, abhrajina, he should be sinless, no asna tray. No lokesna, no putresna, no vittisna. Esna tray rahit. And also it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Jahi satrum mahabaho kama rupa durasadam. At the end of the chapter 3, Lord says, this kam is very difficult to conquer. Jahi, kill it. It is not said, reduce it. Kill it. Akamhat, akamat, no selfish desire. Kamana, akam, means no selfish desire. Dekho, this guru should also not catch the shishya of other guru. To kamana ho gayi na, I want to increase my shishya more. Chalo, uska pakad ko, us guru ka pakad ke liya. He is satisfied with whatever Sishya has got. Shankaracharya was satisfied with only four. Four Sishya was satisfied. Chalo. Unka to char tha, Tapovan Maharaj ka to ek hi hai. Ek hi kafi bahut hai. One made 400 centers alone. Akamha. Then, yaha brahma vittama. And knows the word Brahman and firmly rooted into it. These are all the qualifications. Brahmavit, he knows it and firmly rooted in it. And the same thing is called as Sthit Pragya in Bhagavad Gita. Arjun said, tell me about the Sthit Pragya. That means Brahmavit. One who knows the Brahman is the Sthit Pragya. Brahmani Uparataha. Brahmani Uparataha means abiding in Brahman. Uparata means abiding. Never loses the sight of Brahman. Never loses. And it's simple. I told you many times. Realize, sees, asti bhati priya first, nam rup second, and ignorance is nam rup first. He is not able to see asti bhati priya, and in all objects of the world, asti bhati priya, nam rup, five things are there. The difference of vision of a realized and ignorant is only this much. Ignorant sees the plurality, nam rup he only sees. He is not able to see asti bhati priya. And the realized will see the asti bhati priya, which is common in everything. Nam rup is different. Nam rup is secondary for him. Primary is the asti bhati priya. Therefore, he sees everywhere. He sees Sachidananda everywhere. When Vivekananda asked Thakur Ramakrishna, can you see the Lord? He said, yes, more clearly than you. He sees everywhere. Brahmani Uparata, Santa, peaceful. In his presence, you will find peace. When you come closer to Guru, you will find peace. How? Jnanam labdha param shanti. Dekho. Tam milate jao. Why? From the Gita or from Upanishad, wherever, or from Dhrigdhisabhik, all are indicating the same thing. Jnanam labdha param shanti. You will get param shanti. The Guru has got that param shanti. Nirandhan analaiva. He is the like fire which is burned. Indhan is compared to asnatray. His asnatray is burnt, there is not there at all. These are the seven qualities of relate to mind. Now, ahetuk dayasindhu. To teach other qualifications are required. Ahetuk, without any cause. Dayasindhu, he must be compassionate. How much compassion? Like a sindhu. The student will come with many shortcomings, but he should be compassionate. Daya sindhu ahetuk, causeless compassion. When Thakur Ramakrishna used to be in samadhi, so to bring him down from the samadhi, he immediately said, rasugulla, rasugulla, give me rasugulla, rasugulla. Daya sindhu. Why he wanted that rasugulla? He wanted Rasagulla to come down to the lower level. Why to come down to lower level? So that whatever I have realized that in that is, he wanted to impart it. Lelo bhai mere se, gyan lelo. He used to cry from the roof of the house. Come, take it, come, come. Oh, yada nahi tha. Ahetuk daya sindhu, bandhu anam tam satam, friend to those who surrender to him, he accepts sishya as it is. He accepts the sishya as it is. And he will lift him from that state. We are all very, very thankful and obliged that we have a guru like Guruji. He has got all these qualifications. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult to find a guru with these qualifications. And it is said, if you are ready, the moment you are ready, if your qualification, you have got the sadhan chatushtay sampanna and medhabi vidwan vapo vichakshana, the guru will come to you. You don't have to search for the guru. Totapuri came to Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna didn't want anything. Totapuri from all the way North India. He came all to the East India. For one person, for one devotee. If the devotee is ready, if the person is seeker is ready, Guru you will get. Now, what should be the attitude of Shishya toward the Guru that is coming here?
Tamaradhya Gurum Bhaktya.
Tamaradhya Gurum Bhaktya.
Prauha Prashraya Sevanaihi. Prauha Prashraya Sevanaihi. Prasannam Tamanu Prapya. Prasannam Tamanu Prapya. Prichet Gyatavyam Atmanah.
Prichet Gyatavyam Atmanah.
Tamaradhya Gurum Bhaktya. Prauha Prashraya Sevanaihi. Prasannam Tamanu Prapya. Prichet Gyatavyam Atmanah.
Tam Gurum Aradhya Prahva Prashraya Sevanai Bhaktaya. Tam Guru, to that Guru Aradhya, worship. How? Prahva, first you surrender. Number one, first thing you have to do is the surrender. Arjun has to surrender, then Lord gave him the knowledge. Although Lord Krishna and Arjun were together for many, many years, but Lord Krishna never gave knowledge to Arjun. Once he surrendered, he was imparted knowledge. So prahava. And how this prahava, how this surrender should be? It should be prasraya. Sevanam, prasraya means with humility. Sevanam means service. Service with humility. First you surrender, then you serve him with humility, bhaktya and devotion. So you have to serve your guru with devotion and humility. First you have to do this thing. Then after that, prasannam tam anuprapya. When you find him that he is prasanna with your service, so this service has to continue for a long period of time. When you will find he is prasanna on you, then prasannam tam anuprapya prichet gyatavyam atmana. Then you ask him question about the atma. So first you have to surrender. You have to serve him with humility and devotion. When you find him prasanna, in Ramayana also it comes. Ek din Prabhu Sukha Asina. Lakshmanji asked his own brother. Never asked this question earlier. One day Prabhu was Sukha Asina, I was sitting peaceful. And Lakshmanji, you all know, he served Ramji. Then he asked the question. Here also it is same thing. In Prashnopanishad it was also said same thing. Six disciples came, immediately asked question. Batao, what is this Atman? I want all these. The six questions they asked, all related to Atman only. Guru said, you stay here, serve me 12 months, 1 year, and if I happen to know the answer, I will tell you. Batao, will you serve that teacher? After 12 months, you ask me. मेरे को पता होगा तो बताएंगे. हम लोग सब भाग गए. पता नहीं आता कि नहीं आता. 12 महीना खटाएगा फिर बोलेगा नहीं आता क्यों. नो, दैट इज रिक्वायर्ड फॉर द ट्यूनिंग ऑफ माइंड. सर्विस इज वेरी मच रिक्वायर्ड फॉर द ट्यूनिंग ऑफ द माइंड. यू अंडरस्टैंड गुरु, गुरु अंडरस्टैंड यू. गुरु हैज टू कम टू योर लेवल. यू हैव टू सी हाउ माई गुरु विल बी हैप्पी. यू हैव टू सर्व हिम. Gurudev also, our Guruji also did same thing. He said, he sweeped that our ashram, Pavai ashram. Bola, jo bola, karo bas. Guru ko puchna nahi hai, no questions. Guru has said, jhadu lagao, do jhadu bas. Khatam, aur nahi kuch puchne ka hai. I did this thing. Serve with humility and devotion. Same thing is written in Bhagavad Gita also. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Then upadeshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Jnanina tattva darshina. Jnanina means he knows Brahman. Tattva darshina means he is abiding in that. Same thing is said. What you have to do? Tad viddhi, if you want to know about the Atman tad viddhi. Then pranipatena, for surrender. What is this pranipatena? Prakarsena nichai patanam pranipato dirga namaskartena. Prakarsena, you have to pull like a stick. Dirga namaskara is not the short namaskara. Dirga namaskara pranipatena. And then sevaya, you have to serve Guru. Then upadacchanti te jnanam, then he will give you the jnan. And that jnan will remove your sorrow. So after service, you have to ask about the only Atma jnan. Don't ask any other thing. Don't ask the Sadguru. Very good. How you should approach? We just read it, okay?
Swamin namaste nataloka bandho. Swamin namaste nataloka bandho. Karunya sindho patitam bhavabdho. Karunya sindho patitam bhavabdho. Mamudharatmiya kataksha drishtya. Mamudharatmiya kataksha drishtya. Rijyati karunya sudha vivrishtya. Rijyati karunya sudha vivrishtya. Swamin namaste nataloka bandho karunya sindho patitam bhavabdho mamudharatmiya kataksha drishtya rijyadi karunya sudha vivrishtya.
How should you address your guru? Hey Swamin, oh Lord, he is equating with the Lord. Guru is equal to the Lord. Truly speaking, Guru is Lord. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Rachat Param Brahma, Tasmai Guru, Sri Guru Ve Namah Vise. So he is Lord. He is Swamin. Namaste, Namaste. First you have to do the Namaskar. Namaste. Nataloka Bandhu. You are the bandhu of all those who surrender you, not the lok. Those who surrender you, you are bandhu. Karunya sindhu, full of compassion. And patitam bhavabdhau, I have fallen into bhavabdhau, bhavasagar. I am fallen into the sansar. I am not able to come out myself. I need help. So, Mam Uddhara, please help me. Mam Uddhara, how? Kataksha Drishtya, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to move even your head. Just see me like this. Kataksha Drishtya. You don't have to do anything. Kataksha Drishtya, bas. Itna kar do mere ko. Meri taraf ek bar dekh lo, bas. And मेरा काम हो जाएगा कटाक्ष दृष्टया रिज्यात अतिकारुण्य सुधा विवृष्टया एंड दैट विल गिव मी द नेक्टोरियल सावर ऑफ योर करुणा एंड विल सी इट इन डिटेल इन आवर नेक्स्ट क्लास ओ
पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते
Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.